Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Alongside Cochrane reviews of the effects of treatments for particular conditions, there are some that look for ways to reduce the side effects of otherwise effective treatments. Bev Shea, from the University of Ottawa in Canada, describes an updated review from May 2013 doing this for the use of folic acid or folinic acid with methotrexate for people with rheumatoid arthritis.
Folic acid and folinic acid are forms of vitamin B9, which in the human body needs to perform many functions, including cell division, growth, and the production of new red blood cells. However, methotrexate, one of the commonly used drugs for treating rheumatoid arthritis, works by blocking some of the effects of folic acid, which can lead to folate deficiency and side effects such as mouth sores, nausea or abdominal pain, liver complications, or problems with producing blood cells. These side effects are sometimes so bad that the person stops taking the methotrexate. It's important, therefore, to know whether low doses of folic acid and folinic acid can reduce these side effects, and also whether folic supplementation reduces the arthritis benefit of methotrexate. That's why we did this Cochrane review, and based on evidence from 6 studies with about 600 people, we found that taking folic or folinic acid will probably improve some side effects, such as nausea and abdominal pain, and reduce the chance of developing abnormal liver blood tests. This means that taking either folic or folinic acid probably helps people continue on their methotrexate treatment. We also learned that taking folic or folinic acid may improve some other side effects of methotrexate, such as mouth sores. But we weren't able to find out if taking either of these medications prevents problems with producing white blood cells, called neutropenia. Finally, taking folic or folinic acid with methotrexate probably has no effect on how well the drug performs as a treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. In summary, this updated review, with its focus on lower doses of folic acid and folinic acid, and an updated assessment of the risk of bias in the included study, has succeeded in providing more precise and more clinically relevant estimates of the benefit of folic supplementation for patients with rheumatoid arthritis receiving methotrexate. The take-home message is that the results support a protective effect of supplementation with either folic or folinic acid for patients with rheumatoid arthritis during treatment with methotrexate.
The full version of Bev's review, which is available at thecochranelibrary.com, contains much more information about the size of the benefits. That's also the place to go to find the considerable body of evidence from the Cochrane Musculoskeletal Group about the effects of methotrexate itself and other treatments for rheumatoid arthritis.